Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo and I have with me Dawn.
Hello.
And it's a pleasure to introduce Chris Chadwick. Hi Chris.
Hi.
Hi Chris.
Okay, do you want to... We've got Chris on because he is a very talented musician, and to hear a little bit about his life and how he got into music. So do you want to start by telling us a little bit about yourself, Chris?
Okay, well, I'm Chris. I go by the stage name Chrissy or Gypsy John. I have been trying to step into the industry for about 2 years, more or less. I've been... I guess you could say a musician for about 6 years, traveling, making music generally. I started out as a busker, actually, and I wasn't living in my current location at the time. I was traveling and didn't really have a permanent place, really. But made my money by traveling from place to place. At first, playing a ukulele, before I started playing the guitar, and I then started playing the guitar the beginning of last year, actually. Was it that long? Possibly beginning of last year, and then just sort of progressed from there.
Wow! So you've come a long way in a short space of time, haven't you? Picking up a guitar and, you know, learning to play. Self-taught, I guess, are you? Or did you have lessons?
Self-taught. I've never had a formal music lesson in my life.
Right, okay. So were you interested in music as a child? Has it always been sort of an important part of your life?
I've always had a love of music, and I've always been a very... orientated to music. I've always had an affinity with it, and I've always found it to be a comfort to me in many different forms, and it's always been a go-to thing for me. Like, a lot of people aren't very sensitive to music, whereas I feel like it shapes the fabric of society, and it shapes life as we know it. And I think music is the root of a lot of influence and a lot of how people behave.
So what's your genre of music that you do?
I tend to flip between comedy to gypsy folk to regular folk. And more recently, Welsh contemporary.
So I can hear a lilting accent. Where are you from, Chris, originally?
Well, I've travelled around a lot, but there's a lot of influences from County Cork and some influences from the northwest of England, some influences from north and mid Wales.
So who are your influences? Who are the people that you listen to, other than obviously playing for your own pleasure and to try and get into the industry, as you say, but who influences you?
I have to be honest, I don't really... The music I listen to and the music I play are very different things.
Right, okay, so you like listening to different genres to the ones that you play?
I suppose so, yeah. At the minute I'm listening to, I told Alexa to play bluegrass, so.
Oh, right, okay.
So that's matching my mood right now. I'm in a very relaxed, I'm in a cozy kind of mood.
Friday night, chilled out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bought the Budweiser, got the birds out, the feathered birds.
Glad you clarified.
Yeah. Got the big old doggo by my feet, and I'm feeling okay. I'm feeling nice.
Good. So have you got any up and coming gigs to do at the moment, or are you?
I've got a gig coming up on the 20th. It's a private gig. I've been booked for someone's party, someone's birthday celebration.
Fabulous. We have to give your lovely dog a mention. Do you want to? What's your dog called?
His name is Louis. He's a large. He's a large black retriever.
No.
He weighs just over 85 pounds, and he's just a great big bundle of fluffy love.
No, wow. Blessing.
That's one big retriever. I've got retriever, and he's not that big.
Yeah, he's a big chunk. He's big boned, you see. He's like, there's not an ounce of fat on him. It's just bone and muscle.
Yeah.
Sinew,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But like, he's a gentle giant. Like, he's just big bundle of soft.
So what else have you got planned? Have you got any other sort of gigs coming up, or what are your plans for the near future and beyond?
I'm currently waiting to hear back from a couple of venues about some recent ones. And I'm always fielding for other opportunities and things, but generally the majority of my from busking and from record sales and things like that, like whatever I make off Bandcamp and whatever I make off of iTunes.
Yeah, do you want to tell us about that so that people can go and have a listen and buy if they want to?
Well, there's one that's about to drop onto iTunes now called Breaking Chains. And in actual fact, I wrote that several years ago and had that recorded in a semi-professional setting several years ago. But I've recently re-recorded it in a professional studio in the center of Anglesey. The studio have... I've asked them today to see if I could mention them, but they've chosen not to be named.
Right.
But I spoke to my producer, who works independently. His name is Simon Darville, and he's a freelance producer, and he's amazing. He's the reason why the music sounds so nice.
Great. So if people want to listen, they can go on Bandcamp, can't they?
Yep, they can go on Bandcamp. They can search for Chris C, or they can type in to YouTube Chris and the Dog, and you'll find several uploads there. You'll find one called Young, and you'll find a whole bunch that were videoed last year at the Bangor Ciaríod Pulse Festival, at which I performed, and yeah, it's pretty fun to do that. And honestly, I've ever since moving to Bangor, actually, I've encountered so many wonderful opportunities and some amazing placement in some amazing venues. I've never played anywhere big. I'm under no illusion that I'll only ever be a pub singer, and I'm happy with that.
Do you play any, or are you looking to play any festivals or anything like that as well, or?
If I get the chance to, I'm more than happy to try my hand at anything. A good friend of mine, Grant Sharkey, he's a satirical musician. He plays the double bass. Absolutely amazing. He is trying to get the opportunity to play the Edinburgh Fringe, which is pretty good. And that's an aim of mine. If it doesn't happen, I won't be too bothered about it, but it's something that would be nice, you know?
Yeah.
Do you have any plans to make an album, or...?
There is an album in the works at the minute, and I hope to have that completed by... maybe mid-2021.
Okay. Fabulous.
I'm not gonna rush things. It's not my... Music is not my only... vocation. okay, it's a big part of my life, but it's not my only way of making money. So I have to make time for other things too.
Yeah. So we should have said, are you totally blind, Chris?
More or less, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Is there anything else you'd like to tell the listeners about your about yourself, your music, or anything else that you get up to?
Well, alongside the music, I also have a small leather business where I make things like dog collars, pouches, jackets, belts, wallets, holsters, knife sheaths, that type of thing, and that tends to bring in a small amount. It doesn't bring in quite as much just lately because production's been how do I word this? Sorry, struggling to words today. Production hasn't been as production hasn't been as frequent just lately because I've recently moved house and I'm still settling in and still setting up. I don't have an actual store at all. I'm not making enough money to warrant getting a store or renting a store.
Brilliant. Yeah, that's great. So what's that like doing leather work with low vision? That must be quite challenging, but enjoyable, I guess.
Not really. I use a blindfold.
Oh, right.
Yep, that sounds like a completely wacky concept, but I'll explain it to you. Well, the small bit of sight that I do have, I don't bother using simply because I'm under no illusion that at some point it's just going to go like the rest of my sight did. Mm-hmm. So to force myself to use my sight is only going to tire me out. So I figure I just don't bother using it. Completely do everything by touch, and instead of knackering myself out trying to use sight that's just going to fail me and possibly get things wrong, I may as well just use my best senses and do it right. If a job's worth doing, it's worth doing properly, you know?
Yeah. Great. Do you have anywhere where anybody can contact you if they wanted to, ask you more about that or having something made or anything?
Yep, you can visit my website. It's called csind.co.uk. It is as it sounds, csind.co.uk, or you can email me, chris@csind.co.uk.
Brilliant.
Well, it's been great to talk to you, Chris. Thank you ever so much for giving us your time.
Thank you.
No worries. It's been a pleasure talking to you all.
All right. You take care.
All right. And yourself now.
Have a good weekend.
And yourself. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
You're about to hear a song now written and performed by Chris called Silver Wings.
I came, I saw, I've done a lot of things. I've been all over the place and I have flown on silver wings. The things that I've seen and the hearts I tried to win. In time, I'd do the same whole things again, and then I'd thank my stars. I'd follow my heart. I've come this far, and this is where I want to be. This here is my home. I've sown my seeds and I've planted a tree. I hope he grows up strong and maybe twice as tall as me. I hope his roots run deep and his branches spread out wide. I hope he sows his own seeds and he embraces his life and he thanks. wants to be. And this is my home, the place I call my own. I used to wander and roam, but this is where I want to be. Backyard and the mountains from the porch. My past remains in question and my future looks okay, but I hold my arms wide open to whatever comes my way. And I thank my stars I followed my heart. I've come this far, and this is where I wanna be. This is where I want to be.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.